This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
All right. It's a Chaka Khan, right? Feel for you. Feel for you, Jets. You're about to get your Heine spanked on Sunday. And again, I saw Cleveland get the same thing, but it didn't happen. Wins are wins at this stage of the season. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artist or band, Bob, Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Talk to him later in the hour. If you're on the phones, we'll get you. I promise you're going to have to take a few minutes to sit back and listen to Childs Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Talk about these Ravens here. And he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Childs, good morning. How are you feeling, first of all?
Doing well, guys. How are you? Winning streak continues, but with reservations, which I'm sure we'll get into.
No doubt about it. Unfortunately, not reservations for a lobster dinner. But how mind-boggling is it, Childs, that if the Ravens win Sunday, it will be the first time all season they will be over 500. How crazy is that?
Well, we've been living in this reality for a while, so I don't know that it boggles the mind anymore. But I mean, they've been spent most of the season kind of on the knife's edge, and you know, we've kind of lived through that again on Sunday in Cleveland. I mean, you know, I'm sure, I know I have the thought after the second deflected Lamar pass gets, you know, intercepted, or Are we doing this again? Like, is this whole winning streak about to crumble? And are we going to be back at ground zero? I mean, it kind of felt like that for a minute. I mean, fortunately for them, the Browns had no ability to capitalize on their position, and their offense really couldn't do anything in the second half. So they're ultimately able to come back. But I mean, again, this sort of this anxious reality of trying to dig yourself out of the terrible hole has been their reality all season. And you know, it means that even these games against teams that they should beat soundly can become nervous in a hurry.
Hey, Childs, what's happened to Roger Rosengarten?
Well, I mean, it's certainly been, I think, a disappointing season for him. There was tremendous optimism, I think, coming off of the way he played at the end of last season that, you know, not only could he be a competent NFL right tackle, but, you know, maybe he could be a lot more than that and take a big step forward this year. And I mean, there was even talk before they re-signed Ronnie that, you know, could he possibly slide over and play left tackle at some point? You know, he kind of has the feet for it. I don't think he's been awful this year, but I think he's probably taken a slight step back instead of taking a step forward, which has to be a disappointment with a second-year player. This is supposed to be a big developmental year for him. And, you know, we saw it. I mean, there were many culprits in their offensive line's poor performance against Cleveland. He was certainly one of them, though. He had a lot of trouble holding his edge while Ronnie was getting worked by Myles Garrett, mostly on the other side. So, I mean, it was trouble all over there, and he was certainly part of it. Whereas, you know, we came into the season thinking he would be a big part of the solution.
Yeah, Childs, I tell you what, watching the All-22, watching that offensive line, I mean, I was showing Bob some video. I mean, it's embarrassing watching that. I mean, like they miss blocks and stuff and you know, just some dumb things that they do, you know, and people say, well, you got to run the ball in the red zone. Well, they can't run the ball because they don't block anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think my colleague Jonas Schaefer had a kind of film breakdown of their red zone struggles that went up today, and I mean he zeroed right in on it. I mean, it's the offensive line is problem number one there. There's no doubt about it. And I mean, you know, we keep asking, fans keep asking us to ask John Harbaugh about the offensive line. You know, what solutions are there? And I mean, he kind of keeps saying, and I think this is the reality, they don't have good solutions. I mean, you know, we can certainly say, well, why don't you at least give, you know, Corey Bullock a try or Cleveland, right, or whatever. You know, I think they probably still don't think Emory Jones is ready to throw in there. But, I mean, I they've done their evaluations for a long time now, and he obviously feels like he doesn't have a good lever to pull. It just feels like we're kind of stuck with this as the team's main problem going forward.
Now, Childs, when I look at Isaiah Likely, when I watch Isaiah Likely on film, it reminds me of when I was watching Rashad Bateman last year, what the body language was so bad, you know, and that his body language to me right now is not good.
Well, I mean, it's turning into, you don't want to say a lost season because it's not over. I mean, he has time and he had the one good game a couple weeks ago, but I mean, this was a huge year for him, right? I mean, this was his contract year. I mean, I think a lot of people felt that, you know, he would make it clear that he was the guy the Ravens should invest in, you know, that, you know, they could be comfortable saying goodbye to Mark Andrews after the season because, you know, Likely would show clearly that he could be a top receiving tight end in the NFL. I mean, the injury came at a terrible time for him. I mean, you know, he couldn't get a clean start to the season, couldn't get a training camp. So, I mean, hasn't come all the way back from that. And I mean, that's the kind of injury that even when you're back, you know, I don't think you're probably 100% right away. So, I mean, it's been a slow ramp up for him. And we know, too, in this offense, I mean, anybody can get lost for a couple of weeks in this offense. I mean, that's just the way it goes. And, I mean, it has to play on your mind, especially when you're in the position that he's in where, you know, he's got so much money on the table and, you know, he's probably wondering about his future. I will say, I mean, you know, when you talk to him, when you see him in the locker room, you know, kind of interacting with guys, you don't get that vibe. I mean, you know, he seems like the same guy, you know, loose. And I mean, he's still tight with Lamar off the field, but it's certainly been a difficult year for him.
Now, Ajabo seems like he has a new role, you know, not like a designated pass rush guy. He's like the first down run stopper now.
Yeah. And I thought he did okay. Against the Browns. I mean, again, you know, probably the worst offense in the league. So, I mean, you know, we have to sort of throw out that caveat when we talk about how the defense, you know, basically won the game for them. But yeah, I mean, he's out there playing. They need him to, because they just don't have enough bodies at that position. And I thought he did all right. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't think he's making anybody think he's going to be a coveted free agent in the offseason, but you know, at least he's sort of playing a functional role after 4 years.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah, I thought the inside backers kind of combined was not a great game for them. I mean, they made some impactful plays, but, you know, tackle-wise, number of tackles and stuff, they weren't like they have been.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I mean, Roquan didn't have the monster game that he did, you know, against the Bears or in the first Browns game, but I do think he's just been better overall.
And, I agree and with
has,
that.
And has also been... I think it's kind of solidified the coverage a little bit since he came back from his injury. And I mean, I do think Buchanan has gotten his legs under him to some degree. He's not making as many mistakes. And you do see, I feel like you see a good violent hit from him, you know, at least a couple times a game. I mean, he's playing fast and you kind of feel him out there more. So, I mean, he's kind of settled into it for a little bit. I mean, I wondered for a while if he deserved the snaps they were giving him, but you know, we have kind of seen that, you know, those three rookies who play a lot on defense and really even Keon Martin, I mean, the snaps that they had to play because of all those injuries early in the season do seem to be paying off now because all those guys feel a lot more comfortable right now than they did, you know, in the first 4 or 5 weeks.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner, joining us, Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Childs, what's happening on the website on this busy day in the Baltimore sports landscape, for sure?
Well, I tell you, that's right. It's busy times. I mean, not only do we have the Ravens stuff. I mean, you know, the Orioles made news last night. Their hot stove is heating up. I know Andy Koska had some good analysis of that this morning. You know, definitely read that. And him and John Mioli will have that covered. And, you know, we have the Terps standing by Mike Loxley. You know, we have our columnist Kyle Goon writing about all kinds of different things. So it's a busy time and have it all covered.
Well, hopefully that hot stuff for Velias is cooking up a delicious 4-star dinner, not some ramen noodles, with all due respect to ramen noodles, by the way. Childs Walker, happy Thanksgiving, the holidays to you and the family if we don't talk to you, and we'll catch up soon.
Same to you guys. Thank you.
There's Childs Walker. We'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. And historically for the Ravens, one big event happened 25 years ago today at M&T Bank Stadium. So stick around for that. Mike Exisa talks about that Orioles trade and the other hot stove percolation. Your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We'll talk to Nolan McGraw. And then news from the desk coming up, top of the hour. Going to hear from John Harbaugh. Ravens back at practice today, getting ready for the Jets. Ravens are huge favorites in this game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.